You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, yes. Here we are at Thanksgiving. Folks stocking up, getting ready, making lists, assigning duties. I was spoiled for many, many years as a youth because my aunt, my dad's sister, that's kind of how it works. It was my mom's sister, my dad's sister. She was a great cook and a great hostess. And her and my uncle lived in a great spot in Delwood, White Bear Lake area. And he was a career 3M engineer, and they bought in Delwood years and years ago in the 60s. And Thanksgiving at Aunt Char's was idyllic. You know, it was everything you would imagine it to be. You know, beautiful tables. I was always at the kiddie table, even as an adult.
The kiddie table is incredibly underrated.
Love the kiddie table.
The kids' table is the best.
I started there and stayed there. I enjoyed the conversations more, even as an adult, at the kiddie table.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, she did it upright. It was the table, the centerpiece, and then the food. And she insisted. Now, she would allow people to maybe bring snacks or so on and so forth. But it was mostly her show on Thanksgiving. Turkey and all the trimmings. And I know, for instance, when I was a kid, my mom would contribute. And so on and so forth. And there was football. And she wasn't much of a fan of television, so there was only one television, and it was way downstairs. And she wasn't a huge fan of Thanksgiving football, but she would allow some to go way down in the basement and watch. But otherwise, she did such a great job. And Thanksgiving has evolved over the years, and now we get together as a family. Sometimes we go to visit my wife's family in South Dakota, and, you know, sometimes we stay in town and hang out with my mom and dad and other relatives. And it's turned into more of a potluck, if you will. And
yeah, that's the way to go.
We have assignments. And it's amazing. The assignments I typically get are the ones that they know I can't possibly mess up. You know, you
good,
can
good, bring... good coaching. Hide your weaknesses.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. I'd probably do a good job on some of the more complicated stuff, but I get up on Thanksgiving, peel potatoes, make real mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I get the russets, I cut them, I boil the water, I make the real mashed potatoes, a little sour cream, a little butter, and get those good to go. And I always get out the electric beater and get them good and smooth. I want good, smooth, whipped potatoes, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then I bring corn. Corn's easy. Hard to
mess with canned corn. Up.
And then I insist, and no one ever wants this assignment, but it's to buy the jellied cranberries in the can, the ocean spray, and I say, well, I'll bring those. It's like, oh, you're going to bring those. And people always grab it. Everyone looks down their nose at the jellied cranberry, but I guarantee you again on Thursday, they'll be gone. And you know what? I always bring a spare can and say, hey, if we want more, we can always open another can.
Everybody needs
that stuff.
Everybody needs a cranberry dealer, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
You're the street cranberry dealer. See,
I get the corn, I get the mashed potatoes, and I get the canned jellied cranberry. Now, I understand you and your wife are hosting, and you're doing the whole deal.
Yeah. We have done so many different variations and versions of the Thanksgiving meal. We've gone out, we've gone to a buffet, you know, we've gone to the in-law, you know, we've kind of done it. But my daughter, she's just hooked on that Chef IQ that we had for, you know, Who Cooked Tonight with the twins during Final Pitch. She loves our Chef IQ. And I'm telling you, it's funny because I feel like she needs to actually, like, do an ad or pitch it for him because she loves it. And she's like, hey, we have not used it in the oven. What we need to do is we need to get a turkey, and we need to do this. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's only going to be five of us. It's going to be me, my wife, our 15-year-old, and my wife's parents. So I'm like, okay. So we have decided that we are going to appease the child, because ultimately that's what it's about, is just making the kids happy. You know, like they don't get enough of them damn kids.
Yeah.
But, you know. No, we're doing the whole turkey, homemade mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and the in-laws are bringing deviled eggs and rolls and homemade stuffing. So that's
deviled eggs.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. But yeah, we've got the turkey and the potatoes and like a chip dip that we're making, and the pies. So that's what. No cranberries, no yams, no sweet potatoes, no nothing like that.
You know, I think about deviled eggs as more of a summer picnic food, but they translate. I mean, a good deviled egg is good any time.
Oh,
of
it's like good pitching, right? If you have good pitching, you can go places.
It's like
or
good
in,
pitching.
In the it winter, is. It's like good goaltending, right? Like good goaltending travels. Okay,
for sure.
Deviled eggs travel. Deviled eggs is the goaltending of the Thanksgiving meal, okay?
You know what? I think you have maybe one of the more unique quotes of all time, Chris Tubbs. We got to write this down. Deviled eggs are like good pitching or good goaltending. It's beautiful because they are. My wife makes, and I'm not from Beantown. She makes a wicked good deviled egg.
Wicked good. Wicked. You had to work that word in there too, didn't you? Sneaky fox.
And it's partly because Sonny Gray got traded from the Cardinals to the Red Sox. I had to get wicked in once. And we're going to talk about Wicked, the sequel, coming up a little bit later on, speaking of Wicked. But yeah, that I hadn't thought of that. You know, a deviled egg, that's a nice fit. I even think as an hors d'oeuvre or an appetizer, man, some deviled eggs and a couple of beers. Woo, that's pretty good.
Yeah, the deviled eggs are eggs are incredibly underrated. See, now I'm going to start thinking about deviled eggs and how.
But the in-laws are bringing those. How would you rate the in-laws' deviled eggs?
15 out of 10.
Oh. Solid.
Oh, my mother-in-law makes the best deviled egg. I've tried to make deviled eggs, and I just can't. And my 15-year-old is like, don't ever try and make them again. Grandma has to make them. So I am deferring to that. The problem is, like, it's funny because my kid didn't even like eggs at first. But once she had the deviled egg, like, she was immediately, I need more. And she's, like, grabbing. She's like, We're not even done with our plate. And she's like, are you having this? And she'll like grab them off our plates. And I'm like, I guess you're having it. But no, it's great. I've got my hands full with the turkey this year. And I have brined it. And I've got it ready to go. So we are going to be doing the traditional Thanksgiving. And we'll see how that goes.
Here's a million-dollar idea, and I know we're going down a little bit of a rabbit hole on deviled eggs.
Okay. The rest of the show can be deviled eggs, as far as I'm concerned.
Or share deviled egg recipes.
Here's the format. Here's the format, Steve.
No, we're not doing that.
There we go.
We got bite of the night. We got headlines. We're going to hit all our marks.
Okay.
We're going to run news at the top. But since you brought up the deviled eggs on Thanksgiving, I like that idea. It's not on our assignment list. For Thanksgiving over at my mom and dad's.
You still got time.
But here's the tangent I want to go off on for just a moment. And that is, can you imagine you get a good deviled egg and say you get, you know, what amounts to be, you know, the two halves of the deviled egg.
Yeah.
State Fair food. I think it would be huge. I've never seen deviled eggs at the fair.
Oh, deviled eggs?
I'm not kidding you. Now I know on a hot day you'd need to keep them chilled, but can you imagine you're at the state fair? I'd eat deviled eggs at the fair.
Oh, people would totally eat deviled eggs.
Now, maybe there is, and maybe someone can share a little insight with me that there is a deviled egg stand. I've never seen it in all my years on the state fairgrounds. I'm telling you, it is a million-dollar idea. State Fair deviled eggs.
I mean, you could even.
I'm not kidding.
But here's the thing: like, you could air
like
fry
your mother-in-law's recipe for deviled eggs. I don't think there's enough laying hens in this part of the world. To feed the appetite for that at the fair. And oh, by the way, Tuesday, November 25th, today only $15 state fair ticket flash sale. We got that on our text line earlier, so we kind of bring it all the way back around.
I love how we're expecting our first snowstorm of the year, and you're talking about deviled eggs at the state fair.
It's perfect.
I mean, it is.
Okay.
Let's
get back to Thanksgiving. So
yes.
You and your wife are doing it. Get this. Here's kind of the list of what we're having.
Okay.
And I'm going to share this. I don't think I'm giving out any family secrets. My mom's doing turkey gravy. My wife's doing stuffing. My oldest daughter is doing corn and yams. Love yams. My youngest is bringing some good quality rolls. Real butter. You know,
is this salted butter though, or unsalted? It's got to be salted butter.
We're not doing margarine.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving. Oh yeah, yeah.
Good
folks, probably going to be the Land O'Lakes stick butter. We're digging out the good stuff.
There you
here.
Go. I like that.
My daughter also ordered some pies from a bakery St. Paul way. And then I get the real mashed potatoes. I think there's a conflict on corn with my oldest daughter. We may have extra corn. And then I'm bringing the jelly cranberries. And then I'm also in charge of bringing some beverages.
Okay. Is that beverages for you or beverages for everybody? Because what if everybody drinks something different?
I've kind of got that covered.
Oh, see, yeah. It's the important thing.
Yeah. So beverages are huge. So everyone's thinking, oh, what a slouch. He's just going to bring mashed potatoes and maybe some corn. But beverage is a big deal.
Got to stay hydrated.
And then I'm sure I'm going to be involved in the cleanup. You know, I'm not afraid to get in there and dig in and do the dishes.
That's where I try and kind of alleviate, you know, kind of remove myself from it. Because we have this thing that whoever cooks doesn't have to do the cleanup. But see, Thanksgiving, like, my wife and I are splitting it 50-50 because I'm doing the turkey, I'm doing the green bean casserole, she's doing the homemade mashed potatoes, and then she's making the dip the day before. So I don't know how we're going. I don't know how we're going to allocate the cleanup.
See, we don't have your daughter. I like that idea. No, the green bean casserole, we're not doing that. No one brought that up. So we're going to leave that out.
Oh, see, we're doing that in the slow cooker. I need my oven. See, I got to have a green bean hot dish though. Green bean casserole. I have to.
Yeah. I mean, I like green beans,
meh?
But not for me.
Meh.
To me, it's all I really need is some corn, some turkey, some gravy, and then lots of mashed potatoes.
Okay.
If you want to send some of those deviled eggs my way, and by the way, this deviled egg idea, it's got legs. From our text line at 651-461-9226, you've got it, Mr. Deviled Eggs. Beer Garden should offer them as a tasty treat at the state fair. Someone said something along the lines of food poisoning. What do you mean?
I mean, you're not going to have these eggs out at room temperature. They're going to be chilled.
They're not going to be sitting out in the sun on a hot day at the fair. I mean, you would pull them up. I mean, they sell ice cream at the fair.
And I mean, you could also, I'm sure there's a way that you want to go state fair, you can fry it. You can deep fry it.
No.
Yeah, you could.
And you eat them quick. You pop those things down. if you want to blow people away, make wasabi deviled eggs.
Never had wasabi deviled eggs.
Well, and I think one of the things that my wife does is there is a little horseradish in there. Not wasabi, but a little horseradish. Little bite to the deviled eggs. Pretty good stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of bite, we've got Bite of the Night coming up here on the program. And we still have more to come here on the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. By the way, we're keeping an eye on the weather. Once again, that snow continuing to make its push into the metro area. Still light rain, foggy. And we do have that winter storm warning in effect until 9 tomorrow morning. Bulk of the snow overnight. Much of the metro will see 4 to 6 before it's all done. And the winds are going to howl. It is 722 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Henry's got the night off. Steve Thompson in. Chris Tubbs is here. And just to follow up on the deviled egg bit real quick, someone sent a text, and this was just a laugh. Sell the deviled eggs outside the poultry barn.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think it depends on what the state fair board and where they want you located. If you were able to get that deviled egg booth out at the 2026 State Fair.
It'd be prime real estate, though.
I think it'd be huge. I think deviled eggs would be huge.
That'd be nothing to cluck about, that's for sure.
Very good. All right, bite of the night. This is a dandy.
Yeah, I mean, so last night, as we're, you know, doing the show, and we you know, one of the screens we've got on Monday Night Football between the 49ers and Carolina Panthers, we don't get a chance to see the Manning cast, and you know, that's Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. They have guests on, and, you know, just kind of talking, up chop. You know, it's kind of a fun, it's a really fun concept, and some of the people that they bring on, you wouldn't think would have the best stories, but last night, they had former quarterback Jake Delhomme on, and
is he in the Hall of Fame yet?
No, but he should be. He was a really fun quarterback to watch and really good for fantasy purposes. I enjoyed drafting him. But apparently Jake Delhomme was talking about a wardrobe malfunction that he had during a football game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, early in the game, first drive, I get sacked and my butt comes out. I feel a draft and it's freezing cold and my butt comes out and I look at the ref. My center, Jeff Mitchell, tells me, hey, your butt's hanging out. And I look at the ref, and he starts laughing. He goes, I can't give you a timeout, so I have to call a timeout. I'm walking to the sideline, and John Fox is looking at me. It's the second or third play of the game. Like, what are you doing? And I said, hey, my ass is hanging out. I mean, what you want me to do? And he starts laughing at me. He's laughing. So the trainer, they think fast. They take an ace bandage or a Gatorade towel, and they kind of wrap me up. We go down the field. I was able to throw a touchdown pass to Ricky Prohl, get on the sidelines, and they put the towels around me, and I changed real quick. And I'll never forget, there were some people, some ladies on the first row, and they were waving dollar bills, you know? So it was pretty comical. Because early on at Atlanta, that's kind of a late arriving crowd, so there wasn't a ton of people. But yeah, pretty nice little draft going on. I wanted to be famous for something in my life. I didn't think it would be that.
So there it is, Jake Delhomme.
That is awesome. I had never heard that story before. That is fantastic.
Yeah. We've all heard stories about, you know, remember when Steve Lyons, the former Major League Baseball player, he's at first base and he forgets where he's at and he just drops trow and he's cleaning himself off. And then he's like, oh, boy, I got to, you know, he knew that after a second, he couldn't do anything about it. Like, you're on national TV. This was in 2005, week 17 between the Atlanta Falcons. It was between Atlanta and Carolina. Week 17, this game was in Atlanta. Yes.
That is fantastic. That is a great story. And for some reason, I obviously didn't see the game. But you're right about that concept where they get guys in and they tell stories. People love that stuff. And that's fantastic. And especially the part about waving the dollar bills when he's doing the uniform change.
I think that just added to it. So the ladies in Atlanta, with the $1 bills, it's like, they get it. It's a great bit. I love it. And you know what? Good for Jake Delhomme for being able to tell that story and laugh about it. Because, sure that if that happened to some players, they'd be all upset and pissed off. And it's like, I can't talk about it. It's like, great. Great. I love it. Like, give me more stories like Jake Delhomme.
Well, there is nothing like the panic when you're somewhere, and this has happened to me, where you've split your pants. Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you ripped your pants and it's kind of like, I got a problem. And even untucking your shirt won't cover up.
No, that's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Out of all of the things, I've never split my pants in public.
Yeah, I have. And it isn't fun. But usually you're able to grab some other garment or something. And in this case, it was a sport coat. So it was just kind of like, I had a wardrobe malfunction and I was able to tie the sport coat around my waist and then exit the scene, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know how many times somebody's been on national TV in front of millions of people, had the rear end, hanging out, and couldn't do anything about it. Like, you can't do anything about it until you're off the field, outside of calling a timeout. You don't have enough time.
Well, and here's the thing. I go back to the official saying, well, I can't give you a timeout. Seriously. That would be like someone losing their helmet or, another piece of equipment was awry. You should be able to give them an official timeout until they can figure out, what's going on with your
But who knows how long it's going to take you to change your pants? I mean, Jake, I'm sorry, but I can't wait for, Jake from Carolina to take 20 minutes to change his pants. Like, get on with the game. This is football. There ain't no time for sewing up your pants. I mean, put some athletic tape. Tape it up. Get back out there.
7:32, we'll have an update on the weather. Weather, a big story tonight, that winter storm warning in effect. And once again, that snow continues to push into the metro from the northwest, just about all of Wright County, into Anoka County, even that northern edge of Hennepin County. And that snow expected to arrive, rain changing to snow, all snow after 9 o'clock tonight. And then depending on where you are in the metro, 4 to 8. And the big story is going to be the wind overnight. Snow should be over by, say, 5, 6 a.m. 30% chance of snow after 7 a.m. But we'll have all those details coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry tonight. Chris Tubbs alongside. I'll be back tomorrow night. And then we have a Thanksgiving special Thursday night between 6 and 9. And then Matthew Collar of Purple Insider fame will be in Friday night for Henry. Henry's got some extended time off, and he will be back down the road. So some R&R for Henry. Final game of the regular season for the Golden Gopher football team coming up Friday. And the weather at Huntington Bank Stadium, 2:30 kickoff, so it'll be dark by the time the game ends. Let's check that forecast one more time for Saturday. Snow likely mainly before noon, cloudy, a high near 26. East winds at 5 to 10, becoming north in the afternoon. So, yeah, it's going to be a little chilly at the U for that game with the Badgers. Paul Bunyan's axe on the line. Gophers bowl eligible, but, and I wanted to throw this out there for your thought. Let's just say, and I hope this isn't the case. I hope the Gophers are able to win, and Paul Bunyan's axe and all of that, the border battle, great rivalry, oldest rivalry in major college football, all the stuff that goes into it. But what if they lose to the Badgers at the U? And then the Gophers are 6-6. Yes, they're bowl eligible, but heading to a bowl game like the one in Detroit or
the Duke's famous Mayo Bowl? You don't want that again?
Yeah. You know, where it's just kind of like, okay. And it's kind of turned into an okay kind of season. They got beat at Wrigley a week ago, 38-35. They got thumped at Oregon, thumped at Iowa, thumped at Ohio State, got beat at Cal, so over the road. Early, wins over Buffalo and Northwestern. Do they really count? Found a way to beat Rutgers. Found a way to beat Purdue. Played very well against Nebraska. Middle of the pack, mediocre Big Ten team, but played well and won. Found a way to beat Michigan State. So here you are at 6-5. And if you get beat by the Badgers, if, once again, I hope the Gophers are able to get it done and win the football game. But if they don't, how do you characterize this season? And Chris Tubbs, I think it would have to be in the C-minus category. Now, I know you got a young quarterback, and we know how that's gone for the Vikings this year. Not well.
Mm-hmm.
So Drake Lindsey's had some good, some bad. It's not a lot on him. The defensive effort at Wrigley Field was terrible.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I don't know how you could give it more than a C or C minus. Yes, they're bowl eligible, but big deal. I talked about the two cupcakes early. Okay. You take that away and it's all of a sudden, well, you got four meaningful wins and you get beat by a Badger team that is reeling. They've had a terrible year. The coach has been on the hot seat, etc. And then beyond that, what letter grade would you give this Golden Gopher season? And then beyond that, should P.J. Fleck be on the hot seat? And I think that is fair at 651-461-9226, where maybe it's time. I'm not saying fire P.J. Fleck. And I know what you'll get. Well, what are you going to get better? And blah, 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 all this. You know, or maybe it's time for P.J. to pursue another job. I wouldn't consider buying him out, you know, firing him and giving him a gigantic payday. You know, maybe it is time. Gophers, slight favorites. The over-under 37.5. Once again, the weather won't be ideal. Badgers 4-7, 2-6 in the Big Ten. And I think if the odds makers are only making them a 1.5-point favorite at home, that says a lot. And yeah. I don't know about you, Chris. You know, give me a letter grade, and should PJ be on the hot seat?
I think you're looking at about a C, frankly.
Yeah.
Because of what you said, when you're stepping up in competition, you're getting mollywopped, and that just tells me that you can't compete with the big boys yet. You know, the 2019 season when you beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, Lake and I kind of talked about this a little bit last night. That was your opportunity to prove yourself as a legit Big Ten team, and you didn't capitalize on that. You get one of those opportunities, I mean, maybe once every, 15 to 20 years if you're lucky, and not every program gets that. Indiana is having that this year, and the key for Indiana is you have to maintain it. And I guess my point is that you didn't capitalize on that then, and now we're seeing that was a fluke. The Gophers in 2019. That was a fluke. Since PJ's gotten here, the guys that he's recruited have been adequate players. But, I mean, where are the guys that are going to solidify your status as a legitimate Big Ten contender? They don't have any of that. And yeah. I think, Steve, honestly, I think this is just what Golden Gopher football is. And I don't think, as you know, as Gopher fans, you should be, you know, having some pie in the sky dream about college football playoffs. Like, none of that is happening. We need to take a realistic look in the mirror at what Golden Gopher football is, and they are a middling team at best. And you know, as for should PJ go, I mean, I think PJ has done a good job of building, you know, the row the ball culture and everything. But as for that, like, what else What do you want out of him that you're not getting, that Minnesota thinks they should get? Because the Gophers just are not that program.
Yeah, and it may be as simple as that. It may be it is what it is, and you've got him. Now, I would be adverse to shelling out even more money. If he is certainly offered a job, I think Mark Coyle at this point, you can't give him more money and extend him even further or give him another bonus.
No, I think this is PJ's sunk costs, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, and maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe someone will come along and we can try something new, because you're only a 1.5-point favorite, and if you get beat by Wisconsin, not a good year. Not a good year by any stretch of the imagination. And you're right, maybe this just is about as good as we're going to get with Golden Gopher football. Name, image, likeness, the money, the payroll now that it's required. Just going to be a tough sell in a very crowded sports marketplace. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Headlines. We have all the news. We'll start with CBS today. More on the weather. Winter storm warning in effect. Depending on where you are in the metro, south metro less, north metro nor. We still haven't seen here in the heart of the metro any snow, but it is on the way here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. All right, it is headlines. Chris Tubbs has put together some very good stories. Chris, what do you got?
I worked so hard on this. I slaved on this harder. I worked harder on headlines than I did on brining the turkey for Thursday. So please allow stuff to baste in the delicious juices of headlines. God, that sounds so nasty. It sounded better in my mind coming out of my mouth. I realized that was a mistake, but oh well. Hey, speaking of mistakes, if you're not vaccinating your kids, Minnesota has one of the worst measles vaccination rates among young children in the country. The state has seen a big drop compared with its pre-pandemic level from 92.5% to 86.5%. Numbers are well below the U.S. average. Now, new measles cases have been reported in Dakota and Olmsted counties since the beginning of the school year, raising Minnesota's total to 24 confirmed cases in 2025. It's one of the highest totals in two decades. Meanwhile, a statewide pilot project is expanding wastewater surveillance to help detect the measles. During the pandemic, it was a valuable tracking tool testing the wastewater for COVID-19 viruses. And weekly cases of measles have seen a dramatic increase in the last 3 years across the country. So this is not just with the Trump administration. This is something that has been on the rise since the last administration.
I don't even know what to say. And I will say this. My mom was a pediatric nurse, and in her career gave thousands of immunizations, and they carefully tracked issues. And she said, she's now retired. Vaccinations are safe and effective. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thousands of infants, toddlers, children, thousands in her career, carefully tracked. And she will say they are safe and effective.
I've got my kid vaccinated, and you know, I've gotten myself vaccinated. So I guess, you know, maybe I'm going to start growing another head here momentarily or start shedding my skin. Who knows? Hey, President Donald Trump didn't bring much holiday cheer Tuesday when bestowing the ceremonial pardons on the Thanksgiving turkeys, dispensing more insults than goodwill at the traditional White House ritual. Let's just say that eventually he did get around to pardoning the turkeys. And gobble and waddle, they were spared the dinner table, but one got the spotlight, used his ceremonial remarks to insist that the price of Thanksgiving meals were dropping under his leadership. Numbers are misleading. Some researchers indicate that the holiday dinners could cost more this year, reminder of the persistent frustration with inflation. But at least the turkey's got a pardon, so... I know, maybe they were at the Capitol on January 6th. Maybe that's why they got the pardon. I don't know.
Yeah. Some of the quotes, fairly mean-spirited.
Fairly.
Yeah. I mean, it took some shots. It took some shots.
Yeah, it should be a happy thing. Like, it's the parting of the turkey. This is supposed to be fun and goofy and silly. Taking shots at J.B. Pritzker and calling him a fat slob? What?
Well, he did joke about sending the turkeys to a prison in El Salvador. I'm sure people were just howling and laughter. Just a knee slapper there. On to business.
Yes, on to, well, let's go down to the entertainment because the business.
Oh, all right.
The business, we can actually combine that with the 8:30 topic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about Wicked. I haven't seen it yet.
That's right. Hey, John Gosselin, I know you're a big John and Kate plus 8 guy. So the former reality TV star shared the news on his social media in an Entertainment Tonight announcement. He came to fame with his now ex-wife on the TLC series John and Kate plus 8. Married his girlfriend of 4 years, Stephanie Lebo. Of course, they share sextuplets, and they share twins, and they've got a ton of kids who are now in their 20s, and they helped catapult John Gosselin into the spotlight. But yeah, John Gosselin is now remarried.
So was he cheating? Is that the story in all of this?
I think it was he was diddling the babysitter. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was cheating going on, and he's still sort of a celebrity. Amazing.
Sort of. Sort of. Oh, my God. Sort of.
I got a shot in.
John Gosselin catching strays.
All right. We got the news. We got the weather coming up in a moment here on The Lake Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.